This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Good morning, everyone. This is Apostolic Watchman Antoine, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today, we have a breaking news and a Watchman alert. The war has begun, ladies and gentlemen. The war has begun, and Iran have launched an attack Israel with drone missiles this morning. I repeat, Iran launches an attack Israel with drone missiles this morning. And that happened this morning, and I woke up around 3 o'clock a.m. And of course, I didn't spend time with the Lord, but I had to, but actually I did. I just pray and intercede as well. But then when I look onto social media, then I saw a video of Iran launching a drone missiles, lots of drone missiles towards Israel and against Israel. However, the good news is that Israel has the Iron Dome, has a shield to protect the entire Israel, the entire nation of Israel, and nobody is hurt. So that's the good news. Nobody is hurt from the drone missiles. So the Bible says on Matthew 24, verse 6, and you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So the war has begun, ladies and gentlemen, and you know what that means. It means it's time to pray for Israel, time to pray for the peace of Israel, and time to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible says on Psalms 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. So that means that God is telling us and God is commanding us to pray for Israel, to pray for Jerusalem, to pray for Tel Aviv, to pray for all the cities and places in Israel. Because Israel is the land that God created for all his people to dwell there. This land belongs to God, and this land is being used from God. Now, we already know about what really happened in the past days, months and years about Israel doing this and doing that, but still the Lord tells us to pray for Israel. This land is his anointing land. It's not to be touched. I repeat, Israel is not to be touched. The Bible says on Psalms 105 verse 15, touch not my anointing ones and do my prophets no harm. Now we heard some people making death threats against Israel, and that's not good. That's very, very bad. Because if they say something against Israel and God hears it, he will send his wrath unto those individuals who have said things against Israel and the anointing people as well. So whatever you do, do not do any harm or danger unto Israel. This state of Israel, this land of Israel belongs to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and belongs to God the Father and belongs to the Holy Spirit. This nation, Israel, must be protected. And yes, we are to pray for Israel, and also we are to pray for other nations as well, including Palestine, including the Palestinians, Gaza, Egypt, Iran, and so many others, all for salvation, with baptism of the Holy Spirit, with healing, deliverance, church homes, and then discipleships. Yes, we are angry at some other nations who went against Israel. But the Lord tells us on Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 45, and it says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So, please keep praying for all of our nations, including America as well, because we need all intercessors, prayer warriors, and everyone who will be willing to pray for these people, to love, to bless everyone, including our enemies as well. We also need to pray for Israel, pray for Iran, pray for Egypt, pray for Russia, pray for everyone, all for salvation. There's no time to hate people. There's a time to pray and intercede for people. If you still hate people, that's on you. Just leave and just do what you want to do. But the Lord commands us to love our enemies and bless those who curse us and pray for those who spitefully use us and persecute us. We still have to pray for them. And that's what the Lord commands us to do. He doesn't force us to do it, but he's telling us to do it so that you will be sons and daughters of the Most High God unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have to get rid of the hatred, that pride, that sin, that unforgiveness, and that hatred inside of you. Because if you hate Israel and other nations, and then you're struggling with hatred among the other people around you that you already know and that you don't want to tell us, then that's where the problem is. You have to let go and start loving people. Of course, it's hard for you, but don't let it be hard to you. So we still have to do what God tells us to do. And by the way, look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 to 21, where it talks about where the Lord says that if you love God and hate your brother, then you are a liar. And that he who loves God must also love their brothers as well. So look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. And that way, the more you listen and obey God, the more he will bless you as well. And plus, he will bless you when you pray for Israel and pray for all the other nations as well. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Now is the time to pray and intercede and to evangelize and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the lost souls, including our enemies as well. If our enemies don't like us, let them go. Forgive them, bless them, and move on. Because you've still got work to do for the kingdom of God. You still have to love them, bless them, and in distance. And then keep praying for them as well. It's not that hard for you to do that. Now, because of the war between Iran and Israel that has begun, then I thought about it, but then I realized that that war could lead into an accidental destruction of Damascus. The Bible says on Isaiah 17 verse 1, "Behold, Damascus will cease from being a city, and it will be a ruinous heap." So that means that the more they keep on attacking each other between Iran and Israel, and all of a sudden either Israel or United States of America or whatever nation it is have pressed the wrong button and accidentally bombed Damascus, then that shows that the Bible is right, that Damascus will be destroyed. And that doesn't mean I do not want people to stay in Damascus and be destroyed. It means we gotta pray for these people that they will escape from Damascus immediately, because the war between Iran and Israel and other nations, according to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 and 38, it's going to get very, very intense in the last days. And I'm not sure it'll lead that up into the rapture, but just talk to God and he'll tell you all about it as well. But all I'm saying is pray for Damascus. Pray for Damascus that people leave the city immediately, including all the men, the women, the children, the teenagers, etc. They all got to leave Damascus immediately. It is too dangerous to stay in Damascus when the war is still going on between Iran and Israel and other nations. So please, For those who are in Damascus, leave the city now. If you are stuck, ask God for your help. If you're stuck in the city and you're looking for a way to escape, talk to Jesus in prayer. Ask God for your help. He will help you. He will show you the way to escape from Damascus. So please, people in Damascus, leave the city immediately and leave the state and leave the country where it is immediately and stay away from Damascus. Because according to the biblical prophecy of Isaiah 17:1, it will be fulfilled during the last days. And I do not want you all to be in it and to be destroyed. No, you all deserve life. You all deserve peace and safety unto the Most High God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God will protect you all, and He will keep you all safe with Him forever. So please leave Damascus immediately. Leave Syria immediately. Amen. So once again, the good news is Israel is still protected. The drones did not hit any buildings. And just in case it did do it, then keep praying for Israel. Keep praying for Israel, because we got a lot of work to do in the last days. And Jesus Christ is coming back real soon. We already saw the solar eclipse, and we already know that the solar eclipse is a warning from God that Jesus Christ is coming and that the end is near. I repeat, the end is near. And the exciting news is Jesus Christ is coming back real soon. So get ready. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then say this simple word prayer with me. Say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, and I'm asking you to forgive me for all my sins in the name of Jesus. I believe that you died upon the cross, you were buried, and on the third day, God the Father, who is raised from the dead the third day, so that we shall be saved. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life and for saving me from all sins. I accept you now, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior, and fill me with your Holy Spirit with fire. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." So if you say that simple prayer, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that one believes, and it is with the mouth that confesses that ye are saved. So look up Romans 10, 9 and 10. And then once again, like I always do, congratulations. Welcome to the kingdom family. And yes, you are rapture ready. Amen. So I encourage you all to find a church home that share the gospel of Jesus Christ and that lead all people and all souls unto salvation with water baptism, with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, with healing, deliverance, church homes, and then discipleships. So that's about it. And oh yeah, and one last thing. Make sure you read the book of John. Start off with chapter 1 in the book of John in the Bible. This is very important. That will teach you more lessons, and that will teach you everything about who Jesus Christ really is and how much He loves you. Jesus is not the one who hates you. He loves you, and He will never, ever change your mind. He will never change your mind. He will not hate you. He still loves you, and He still cares about you. He still cares about all people around the world, including Israel, Iran, Damascus, and even our enemies as well. So, like I said, keep praying for them. Keep interceding for them. The war has begun. Do not be afraid, because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but He gave us love, joy, and peace. He gave us strength to pray and intercede for everyone as well throughout the Middle East, including here in the United States of America. So that's about it. I just woke up around 3 o'clock a.m. just to get on live. And right now I'm about to drink myself some coffee. I know it's Sunday, and of course I'm going to online church as well. So praise God. And then of course it is a time to rest all day today and do what you want. So y'all be careful, be blessed. God bless you all. Jesus love you all. Peace and shalom. Bye-bye. Take care.